From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Tuesday the U.S. military may have played a role in an airstrike in the contested city of Mosul on March 17th that killed dozens of civilians.
If we did it, and I'd say there's at least a fair chance that we did, it was an unintentional accident of war, and we will transparently report it to you when we're ready.
There are reports the blast could have been caused by an Islamic State bomb. Townsend said the civilians may have been gathered together by the city's Islamic State defenders so the U.S. could be blamed for their deaths. He said U.S. personnel have inspected the site to gather further information. UN Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville says exposing civilians to possible harm is a tactic often used by Islamic State, also known as ISIL.
Bodies continue to be found in buildings where civilians were reportedly held by ISIL as human shields and were subsequently killed by airstrikes conducted by Iraqi security forces and the international coalition forces, as well as by improvised explosive devices allegedly planted in the same buildings by ISIL.
The UN said more than 300 people have been killed in Mosul between February 17 and March 23rd. An Ivorian court Tuesday cleared former First Lady Simone Gbagbo of crimes against humanity and war crimes charges for her role in the 2011 civil war that left some 3,000 dead.
C'est leur sentiment, c'est leur émotion.
Public prosecutor Ali Yo said there was a sense in the court that it's time for reconciliation. Simone Gbagbo, convicted back in 2015 of offenses against the state and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Her husband, former President Laurent Gbagbo, is standing trial before the International Criminal Court at The Hague on similar war crimes charges. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday formally launches Brexit, or separation, from the European Union. It's expected to be at least a two-year process fraught with uncertainty. Monash University analyst Ben Welling said the fate of the British economy, as well as the future of the EU itself, is at stake.
We can't understate its historical significance. It's the first time the EU has contracted in its 60-year history rather than expanded. And also it's the end of 44 years of British foreign policy, in which membership of the European Union and its predecessors was the actual central element.
Brexit negotiations came 9 months after British voters elected to leave the EU in a referendum. Meanwhile, Tuesday, the Scottish Parliament voted to seek another independence referendum, but London has rejected it. An Arab summit is getting underway Wednesday in Jordan, with the kingdom's foreign minister calling the Palestinian cause the central issue. Political analyst Nidal Mansour said he expects the summit to send a message to President Donald Trump that Arab leaders are united behind the Arab Peace Initiative. The 2002 document calls for an Israeli withdrawal from all occupied territories in exchange for recognition of the Jewish state and a just settlement of the Palestinian refugee problem. Amin Saikol is an Arab analyst at Australian National University.
In their view, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is at the root causes of many other problems in the region, and therefore they would like to really highlight this as strongly as possible.
The role of Iran in the region, especially in the conflicts in Syria and Yemen, are also expected to be on the summit agenda. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly approved the expansion of the NATO alliance to allow the Balkan country of Montenegro to join. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson earlier said it was in the interest of the U.S. for Montenegro to be part of NATO. Russia opposes the alliance's expansion in Eastern Europe. South African anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Kathrada, a close associate and fellow prisoner of the late President Nelson Mandela, died Tuesday at age 87. He spent more than a quarter century behind bars for opposing South Africa's white minority government. Kathrada died at a Johannesburg hospital after being treated for a brain blood clot. A French court Tuesday sent the infamous Carlos the Jackal back to prison for a third life sentence after convicting him of a grenade attack 4 decades ago in a Paris shop that killed 2 people. The 67-year-old Venezuelan-born Ilich Ramirez Sanchez is already serving 2 life terms for attacks in the 1970s and 80s. U.S. consumer confidence surged to a more than 16-year high in March amid growing labor market optimism. The U.S. goods trade deficit narrowed in February while housing prices surged. All good news for stocks, which soared Tuesday, the benchmark Dow Jones closing up to 20,701. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.